You're listening to WAMU. Some people delayed having certain healthcare procedures during the pandemic and are now struggling to afford them. The DC Abortion Fund provides financial help to locals and visitors seeking abortions. WAMU's Margaret Barthel spoke to fund leaders Dee Srivastava and Claire Valdivia about a major uptick in requests for assistance.
Dee, I want to start with you. Can you describe the heightened need the DC Abortion Fund is seeing right now?
Our fund is volunteer led and run and mostly gets its resources from grassroots fundraising and individual donors. Sometimes it's been hard to keep up with the need, but it's never felt quite this tenuous before. Last year, the DC Abortion Fund pledged for about 3,500 people, and that amounted to just over $481,000. For this fiscal year so far, we have pledged for a little over 3,400 people. So that's minus the last 2 months of the year, so May and June. And that has amounted to almost $790,000. We have never, ever pledged that much in a single year. And this is far exceeding our annual budget, and the year's not even over yet.
Claire, who are the people the fund serves, and how has the pandemic further complicated their ability to actually access abortions?
The DC Abortion Fund serves people who are living or getting their abortion procedures in DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And our callers often face tons of systematic barriers. And a lot of our callers are Black and Brown people and people with low or no income. They're calling an abortion fund, talking to a stranger to ask for money for a healthcare procedure that they're seeking. They're often calling and coordinating with the clinic and then multiple local and national abortion funds to cobble together the funds that are necessary. And this is not just to fund the abortion procedure itself, but also related costs and needs surrounding transportation, housing, and childcare related to the procedure. COVID has further amplified these barriers.
In the district, accessing abortion is actually a DC statehood issue. Dee, can you explain what the Dornan and Hyde amendments are and how they limit DC residents' access to abortion?
So the Hyde and Dornan amendments are both annual appropriations riders that are attached to Congress's budget package. So the Hyde Amendment states that no federal funds shall go toward abortion care outside of very limited circumstances. And that counts for all federal insurance, including Medicaid, but also insurance for federal employees, those in TRICARE, those who are federally incarcerated. The Dornan Amendment takes that a step further and makes it so that DC's locally raised tax dollars also cannot be used to cover abortion care for DC residents. And so, of course, this diminishes access, but also autonomy and the political will of the district and its mostly Black residents.
So some states have recently passed laws to restrict abortion access. Claire, how could these restrictions and a potential new Supreme Court battle over abortion affect your work here in our region?
The DMV has two of the only clinics east of the Rockies that provides leader abortions. So we have many callers traveling across state lines to access their abortion care. And this could certainly increase with increased restrictions in other states. Anti-Blackness drives a lot of what happens around abortion access and anti-abortion legislation. And so what we expect is really disparate impacts of the legislation, national cuts to funding, COVID, and the creation of new barriers that target the Black and Brown communities will make access even more difficult.
Dee and Claire, thank you so much for unpacking this complicated issue with me.
Yes, thank you so much.